In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Coming back to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the development in a lieutenant governor race to succeed Mandela Barnes, who is going to give up the position to run for the U.S. Senate. Lena Taylor, state senator from Milwaukee. I know Lena Taylor. She's a good person. She is running for lieutenant governor. Now, she's a state senator. And I was surprised that no state senator had announced before, for the very simple reason, very, very simple reason, that state senators run every 4 years, and there's some of them that are not up for re-election in 2022 and would have a so-called free shot. Now, where is this going? What is this going to do for the ticket? I'm sure that Evers wanted Mandela Barnes to stay on the ticket simply because of continuity of branding, so to speak. But that's not happening. And so the question is, who will be the lieutenant governor? The lieutenant governor normally doesn't really have an effect, just like the vice presidential nominee normally doesn't. You know, the old joke is that a woman had two sons. One became vice president. The other ran away to sea, and neither was ever heard from again. And the fact of the matter is, lieutenant governor is a invisible position, but a lieutenant governor, if is controversial, can become a campaign issue. So we will stand by and see who else will run. We'll stand by to see if Tony Evers quietly tries to recruit somebody, but Lena Taylor has now announced. The election is in November of 2022. The primary, and there'll be a lieutenant governor primary, is in August of 2022. And then the truth of the matter is that Tony Evers and the Democrats cannot affect who wins the primary. When I say cannot affect, they can endorse. They can technically affect it, but they can't control it. But once somebody wins that primary in August, they are joined at the hip with Tony Evers. Tony Evers will have that person as the lieutenant governor candidate. Now, what about that? In the past, have there ever been lieutenant governor candidates whom the nominee doesn't want? Yeah, there was one. Her name is Rebecca Clayfish, lieutenant governor. Scott Walker did not want her, resisted her, and she was foisted on him in the primary. Going to a break? No, we're not going to a break. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jean.
give the Democrats time to get this ironed out. It's good they're going through the whole bill, so somebody just can't say they just shoved it through. And it shows that you have a variety of ideas so that they really have a democracy and they're not just kowtowing to one person and they're not making it political. They're working for the people that voted for them. And so I'm really impressed with that. I'm sure that the Republicans will have some kind of plan to interrupt it if they all agree and move it forward, because these guys aren't going to work with any Democrats, and they're not going to work with for anybody but the people who are paying their way. And I have to tell you, it is so disgusting, the behavior of these fascists, especially in our state, Matt, when they're trying to dictate what can be taught in the curriculum and what words they can use. When that alarms me really significantly. And then trying to take away our right to vote on certain positions that we've had. And then the really audacity is the investigation of the election and wasting our taxpayer dollars. I mean, it's just one thing right after another. I mean, they are racist. Let's call it like it is. Going to the places to bother the people that ran the election, where there's a lot of black voters, and not over on our side of the state, where we don't have hardly any black voters, or not as many. I mean, and then the verbiage to take out of the classroom. I mean, they are just one sick bunch of dogs. I mean, it's gross. I'm embarrassed by my state. Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah, you know, Jane, there's no one puts it better than you. No one puts it more directly, and I'm honored you called in, and then you gave it as tough as you did. You're absolutely right with all this stuff, okay? And let's just start with some of the things you said. This business of banning what teachers can say in class, they call it critical race theory. It's not critical race theory. No, they don't know what critical race theory is. And it has many definitions to a lot of people, but basically all they're doing is seizing on it to say you can't use these words or discuss these themes. And they had things like equity and equitable. Well, let me tell you something. I've said this before, but in law, there is a doctrine of equity and equitable remedies. And it's existed in our common law for 400 or 500 years. You can't teach law without using the word equity and equitable if you have good instructors. And what are they going to do? Well, you know very well they're not going to shut down UW Law School or something. But the truth of the matter is, you know what this is directed at? It's directed at scaring teachers who are vulnerable in vulnerable areas, and empowering probably more small county school boards who are right-wing and conservative and want to get rid of some teachers. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Because after Act 10, there's really no protection for teachers. So you may have a teacher, say, in, you know, any of the places where I have relatives around the state, Wisconsin Rapids, Keewaskum, Jump River, Monroe, okay, all these places, Random Lake, have relatives in all these places. Now, if somebody is a teacher in one of these places, and maybe it's a guy, and he has a wife at home with two kids, he needs his job, he's not going to mention any word that's on that list, because then that school board will have a reason to fire him. And let's say there's somebody starting out, let's say it's a woman, comes out of UW School of Education, all full of enthusiasm, and is going to teach. She can't risk her job either. Jobs are hard to come by. And she's, you know, so basically they have put a censorship through economics on these people. Now, you know, look, if you think that people in the Madison West High School in Madison, teachers, or people in Whitefish Bay and Shorewood and Nicolet, you know, Fox Point, Homestead, Mequon, that whole area, you think they're going to be intimidated? No, they're not going to be intimidated. A lot of them are going to go out and just go the extra mile to dare these people, and nothing's going to happen. Those school boards are not going to dare do anything. But what's going to happen, there's 72 counties in this state, and some of these teachers who are very, very vulnerable are going to get shafted. And then you talk about voting, and you're absolutely right. They are putting on a constitutional amendment, voted it in, to get rid of your right to vote for Secretary of State, State Treasurer, and Superintendent of Public Instruction. Right now you can vote on them. So even though the Republicans, the Walkers and people like that sneak in, you might get Superintendent of Public Instruction like we do now, or a state treasurer like we do now in Sarah Godlewski, Jill Underley is the school's chief, or a Secretary of State like my friend Doug LaFollette, good man. These are all strong people. They're not going to get pushed around by the Republicans. But if a Republican governor can appoint them, then you have lost representative government. And not only that, if a Democrat gets elected, these are now cabinet positions, they won't vote to confirm them. Just like Fred Friend's successor on DNR. Fred Friend, guy who advocates killing pregnant wolves and forever chemicals. And you'll never have an independent Secretary of State, Treasurer, or Superintendent of Public Instruction, even if there's a Democratic governor. They're slowly stripping your right to vote. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, or if you're an independent, or whatever you are, do not lightly give up your right to vote. Do not do that. In Algeria, an Islamist party about 10 years ago, maybe it was a little longer than that, put up a constitutional amendment there to get rid of everybody's right to vote, that the government would be set by the religious authorities. And it passed. And some people said it's because there was intimidation at the polls and crookedness. And, you know, we're running into some of that in our country with the Republican Party in states where they run it. But it really wasn't just that. People actually voted against their right to vote. They actually did that in Algeria. So do not do that. Do not do that in Wisconsin. Republicans will strip your right to vote, I'm telling you. You may not have heard it anywhere else, not put this way. Do not permit them to do that. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight.